News of the fighting in Fallujah and in southern Iraq seems to be stoking tensions and anti-American sentiment among the residents of Baghdad. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from the Iraqi capital.
In the predominantly Sunni neighborhood of Ghazaliya, the schools remain closed because families are worried about security. And today, the shops were largely shuttered. Most of the local tradesmen had joined the thousands trying to ferry food and medicine to the besieged city of Fallujah. Faraz Najam stayed behind, but he supports the resistance to the Americans in all its forms.
I want them to leave immediately, right now, and let the Iraqis decide their lives. All they did is just destruction.
Though a Sunni Muslim, he's found common cause with the radical Shiite cleric Muqtada Sadr.
He rejects the occupation of Iraq and is supporting the international agencies to end this occupation and rebuild Iraq by Iraqis.
Faraz is hard-pressed to name anyone he believes should lead Iraq and provide security, which U.S.-trained police have so far failed to do. But he doesn't want the Iraqi exiles now in the governing council, who have come back with U.S. support. Down the road in the neighboring Shiite district of Al-Shula, young men pile out of a truck to tell whoever will listen about their aborted trip to Fallujah. Ali Hussein, an engineering student, says their truck full of bottled water, rice, and medical supplies was turned away by American troops.
This is not problem Sunni or Shia, but this is the problem. This is all people of Iraq.
The rush to help Fallujah evokes images of Palestinians in the West Bank, a comparison many here now draw. Asked what the solution is to the spiraling violence, Sunni and Shia men in the gathering crowd give the same response.
American forces will get out of our countries. Now.
Yeah.
If the occupation continues, things will become more complicated. If one bullet is fired, the Americans would come over to the drivers and put their boots on their heads, even if he doesn't have anything to do with it.
At the local headquarters of radical cleric Muqtada Sadr, workers repaired a wall where U.S. armored vehicles burst through early this morning. In recent days, American troops have repeatedly come under fire from here. Before dawn this morning, they raided the compound, but Sadr's militiamen had largely vanished. Troops then raided nearby houses. 26-year-old Haider Farage and his extended family of 10 says they tried to persuade the American troops they had nothing to hide.
We went to them and told them, here are the keys to the house. They said nobody can go back to the house. They entered and started breaking things in chaos.
Haider and his family were cleaning up broken glass late this afternoon. No supporter of the radical politics of Muqtada Sadr or of Saddam Hussein, he welcomed the U.S. troops a year ago.
I used to tell them about Saddam's regime. We were friendly.
But gradually he became disillusioned, especially when American occupation authorities rejected Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani's call for immediate elections, a blow, he says, to real democracy. He says American soldiers confiscated the family's money and removed all their personal documents, including ID cards, ration cards, and wedding pictures. The family is in shock. The U.S. military has yet to respond to questions about this raid. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.